Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we kicked off a new series that we're doing called Practicing. And we're talking about the spiritual disciplines over the summer. But we spent the first Sunday and kind of this week are walking through kind of an introduction to the spiritual disciplines and framing the series to remind ourselves, hey, as we engage in these practices, these spiritual habits or rhythms or practices that help us abide in Christ, that help us remain in Him so that we can bear a lot of fruit. We want to make sure we're crystal clear that the spiritual disciplines, the spiritual practices don't produce the fruit. They help support growth, but that's not what produces it. What produces that growth is being connected to Jesus. This is what Jesus Himself said in John chapter 15. We're going to read verses 5 through 8 right now. It says, Jesus said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. In this passage, Jesus kind of consistently uses this image or metaphor of Him being the vine, us being the branches, and the reality that our life, our spiritual life, and our spiritual growth depend entirely on us being connected to Him. Something I said on Sunday, really take a moment to think about this. Jesus is claiming here that He is the source of all spiritual life and growth. Think about that. Lots of people throughout history have claimed to be someone important. Lots of people throughout history have claimed to know the way to enlightenment, the way to God, the way to be a good person, the way you should live your life. We have all sorts of people right now in our culture telling us this is the way that you need to live. I really don't know of anyone throughout history outside of Jesus, or anyone sane at least, that says, no, I know the way, but I am the way. And that's what Jesus says. I am the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the vine, He says. And your life, your very life, spiritual life, your ability to have a relationship with God, your eternity, your growth right now, your ability to grow in all the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. He says that depends on you being connected to Him. Abide in me, He says, and you will bear much fruit. If you're disconnected from Him, if you're not in Christ, He says, then you wither and you die. You're under God's judgment. The only way to have a relationship with God and to have His life flowing through you is through Christ. And so He says, abide in Him and to remain in Him. And when you've asked the question, right, well, how do we do that? When you look at the whole teaching of Jesus, He says, right, to believe in Him, to do the works of God is this, to believe in the one that He has sent. And so first and foremost, we abide in Christ by believing the words that He said, believing that He is who He says He is, that He died on the cross, that He rose from the grave, that our forgiveness and salvation are in Him. So we believe. But then Jesus does not draw some sort of dichotomy between you can either believe or you can obey me. And sometimes we do that as Christians, and it's not that. He says, no, it goes on later in this passage to say, if you abide in my love, and He says, if you obey my commandments, you'll abide in my love. Jesus says, if you love me, then you'll obey me. So as we believe in Him and we trust Him and we rest in Him, we also then go, okay, I want my life to look more like His. I want to do the things that Jesus did. I want to do the things that Jesus said. I want to pattern my life more around the life of Jesus. He is my Savior and He's my Lord. And in a funny kind of way, we first start by resting in Him and abiding in Him, putting our thoughts on Him, going back to Jesus, And then we do the things that he said, which actually causes us then to more abide in him, to remain in him. The more we practice the spiritual disciplines, not as a form of earning anything from God, but because of our love for him, it actually allows us to experience more of Jesus, to love him more, which makes us want to obey him more, which makes us love him more. And it becomes this sort of beautiful, beautiful cycle. I'll leave you with one last thought. I think in all of this, you know, Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing. And I don't know that I would have ever said this out loud, but I've recognized maybe a couple of years ago that sometimes I thought about spiritual maturity as I'm going to get so strong spiritually. And I would never have said this, but I think the underlying thought was, and I'll sort of be like independent. I'll be so strong, I won't need others. I'll be so capable and so able doing, I'll be so wise. That's what spiritual maturity looked like, I think, in my mind. And I think what I've come to realize just more and more, what the Lord is reminding me of, is spiritual maturity, spiritual growth really, really looks like recognizing how weak you are without Christ. Recognizing that his power is perfected in our weakness. Not you becoming so spiritually strong, right? But you recognizing how weak you are and your utter need for Christ. Because apart from him, we can do nothing. But praise God, Jesus says, when we recognize that, when we abide in him and remain in him and stay connected to him, then he says, you will bear a lot of fruit. He will produce the growth in our lives. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you for who you are. Today, Father, help us to stay connected to you. Help us to believe the words you've said. Help us to believe in you and trust in you. And then, God, out of our love for you and your love for us, help us to do the things that you call us to do. Lord, we love you, we thank you, and we praise you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now to think this over and to pray for yourself.